13203, Sierra Village, Lot L49, seeks variances from the separation requirements for proposed structures. Section 115-25 and 115-172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located to the southeast side of Golden Avenue. The 91 address is 19989 Golden Avenue in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 310, Unit 54518. The applicant is seeking a 1.8-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed HVAC and covered porch on Lot L51, a 7.7-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed manufactured home and the shed on Lot L51, a 3.8-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed manufactured home and the shed on Lot K50, a 10.9-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed manufactured home and the shed on Lot K50, a 12.1-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed proposed shed and the manufactured home on Lot L47, a 4.7-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed landing and the manufactured home on Lot L47, a 4.8-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed landing and the manufactured home on Lot L47, and a 0.8-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed manufactured home and the manufactured home on Lot L47. And we had 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 10 mail return on that one. And that was 8 variants.
Yes, 8.
Just for the record, we have Brittany Stoll, who was previously sworn in. She is here to speak on this application.
All right. All right, the uniquely narrow dimensions of this lot create a challenge placing the manufactured home and maintaining minimum separation distance between homes and accessory structures. This lot was laid out with others in the community in the 1950s and 60s prior to the current county requirements for separation distances. The lot sizes are small in comparison with the size of the modern manufactured homes. I've selected a standard size floor plan for this home that is comparable to other new homes in the community, but I'm still unable to place the lot with the required setbacks. The narrow width of the lot and the previous build-out of the surrounding adjacent lots make it difficult to place a new manufactured home on the property consistent with others in the neighborhood while maintaining compliance with Sussex County's current zoning code. Due to the uniqueness of the property cannot be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code. I propose to place a normal width manufactured home that is consistent with other new homes in the community and a standard size shed that is consistent with others in the community, but unable to do so without violating the separation distance requirements between neighboring manufactured homes and accessory structures. The variances are necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Without said variance, the property cannot be developed. The exceptional practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The property is quite narrow, which greatly limits the buildable area thereof, and the neighboring lots are also narrow, causing development of nearby lots to be nearer to the lot lines and neighboring homes. It appears impossible for a home to be placed on the property without violating the separation distance requirements. As notated previously, the new replacement home will correct some of the previous separation distance issues, yet a variance will still be needed for placement. Also, the home to the left encroaches the setback, which impacts the need directly for a variance. The exceptional practical difficulty was created by the unique conditions of the property and the development of the adjacent lots. The variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare thereof. I'm seeking this variance to add a conformity to the community and to modernize the homes within the community, which will subsequently add value and improve the characteristics of the community and neighborhood. The variances sought are the minimum variances required and necessary to afford relief, and the variances requested represent the least modifications possible of the regulations at issue. The home is the narrowest currently available and minimizes the needs for a variance on the property.
So this looks almost exactly like the other one, with the exception of the air conditioner on the back of the unit. It looks like it goes outside the setback area.
Yes, this one is right on the 5-foot setback.
Just curious how many at this point, like what would you say is the percentage of the homes that have been replaced in Sierra Village, and how many are remaining to be know what I mean? It's an endless supply of the ones that need to be.
Well, I've been here 4.5 years now, and we've replaced over 35 homes, so. It's not easy to get them. There's only certain ways we can get the homes to, in order to replace them. So as the opportunities become available, we do what we can.
Sure. Yeah, just a couple questions. Sure. I looking at the site plan, looks like the prior home is shown in a shaded, like a lighter color. Is that correct? Is that the prior home?
That's correct.
And I see that one had steps that protruded closer to L51, but those steps are no longer proposed on that side of this dwelling. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And it looks like the home that you're proposing is slightly longer and wider. Is that right?
Yes.
But you weren't able to get one that was smaller. Is that correct?
Correct.
And again, you're going to have the two steps on the, I guess, the northeast side, rather than having one on each side of the home. Is that right?
Yes.
And you'll have room to park two vehicles on the property?
Yes.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Any other questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13203? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13203? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13203 Sierra Village Lot L49 for the requested variance pending final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions because the property is narrow and in width and short in length and does not accommodate the newer style of mobile home. Due to the physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance, therefore, is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty is not being created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. The variance represents a minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Mr. Levengood?
Aye.
Floor?
Aye.
Aye, too. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 13203 has been approved.
Thanks, guys.
Good evening.
Have a good night.